fire up the phone lines now for your edition of Boots and Salutes. Be heard on any topic that you wish to discuss. 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And good morning. What's on your mind?
I'd like to know what happened to our tax system, because we used to pay taxes, and for those taxes, we were able to have garbage removal. We were able to have snow removal. Pretty soon, somebody came along with the idea that, why, you can do your own sidewalks and do ours, too, while you're at it. And it just seems to me as if there's more money spent on bike lines than anything else. And I'm just tired of feeling like a serf. And I don't know why anybody isn't speaking up about the way the world's being run today.
Thank you very much for your call. Yes, I anticipated that that would be a major topic of conversations. Hey, you know, read the headlines this morning, and headlines are funny things. The headline says this morning, trash user fees could cut taxes 3.5%. And then under that, it says, trade-off is homeowner faces tab of at least $200 a year for garbage. Now, does it make you feel better if we call it a user fee rather than a tax? I think it still affects your bank account pretty much the same, or in this case, it's actually quite a bit harder. Read into the story. There is a $200 annual fee for the if you use one of the small bins for garbage pickup. If you want to keep the size you currently have, you have to be prepared. That's going to be jacked up another $75. So it'll start at $275, and then it grows. And I think by 2023 or something, it's going to be up to $400 annually. Right now, garbage pickup in Saskatoon is part of your tax bill, and apparently it's $75. So this is a significant jump. Some of your thoughts, let us know. 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. With this mess that the city is going to create with the garbage, if we don't pay our power bill, we get cut off. If we don't pay our gas bill, we get cut off. Now, if we don't pay our garbage bill, do we save $200 a year?
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd love to salute the city of Humboldt, Saskatchewan. The speed limit is 40 kilometers an hour.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. You're very quiet. Can you somehow get your... are you on a speakerphone or something of that variety?
I can be there. Can you hear me now?
Now that's much better. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to salute the city of Humboldt, Saskatchewan. The people there are so courteous. Speed in the city is 40 kilometers an hour. You go to the hospital in emergency, and you're seen immediately. And it's just a wonderful place. The people there at stores are so courteous, and people on the street say hi to you. It's smile and say, how's your day? And to total strangers, it's just, I want to make a huge salute to them.
Consider it done. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Yes.
In regards with the Trump tariffs on the milk that the U.S. is sending into Canada, does anybody know what if Canada is sending milk down to the States and what the tariff is on that? He is getting very annoying.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I don't know what's going to happen, but I am worried that out in the surrounding area of the city, out in the ditches, we're going to see a lot more garbage getting dumped than we already are because of that kind of thing. Food for thought.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. I'd like to give a salute to Terry, the owner of No Frills in Humboldt. He went out to 12 schools on the first day of school there and handed out juice boxes to all the students in every school.
Thank you for your call. 306-938-0600 and 1-800-667-3727. By the way, speaking of going back to school and back to classes at the university, they're having their annual Welcome Week pancake breakfast going today. Nice day for pancakes outdoors. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. My daughter moved to Saskatoon for university, and at her apartment building, there's a big canister for garbage.
Right.
And as I sit and wait for her, people are pulling up constantly, putting garbage in there and driving away.
And that's before what's about to happen with our garbage is happening.
Exactly.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I like the Buddha justice system. That young Native lady that stole that truck and killed those two high school students, she served 4 years in jail, and now they can't find her. She's out on early release, and she's already broke her probation.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Burn the garbage. Don't bury it.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Well, I got a thing to say about this garbage thing. Back in the 80s, there was a strike in the city here, and, you know, there was quite a long strike. So what we did back then, we'd just go to the counselors, and we'd just dump our garbage there. And you know what? That's just another tax grab. And, I mean, you remember, vote and get rid of them. Anybody who's a tree hugger, get rid of them. They're nothing but problems, and they're going to try. And you could ask them, how come they're always ticketing people at all these bridges? Look at the crime statistics in Saskatoon, folks. They got 8 or 9 cop cars all over the place around the bridges ticketing so they can make money, but they don't even have enough staff to cover on Saturday night. You get that police chief in and ask him how come they don't have enough staff on weekends. Thank you.
Our phone lines are open, 306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727. Ken just sent us here a text on the text line saying, take the extra money for garbage pickup and give it to the RMs to clean up what thugs will be dumping in our ditches. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Speaking of garbage, that's including cigarette butts and cigarette cartons, smokers. That's garbage, too. Common sense. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. If you want to go online, maybe you'll have your say on some other assortment of topics. CJWWradio.com. Have your say. Ontario embroiled in a dispute over sex education in schools. So it is reverting to the curriculum, which doesn't reference cyberbullying, social media, race, or sexual orientation. So the question is, we want you to have your say. What do you think? Who should be responsible for sex education? And should it be the child's caregivers, the school system, or both working in consultation with each other? And 60% are in favor of that, working in consultation with the child's caregivers, the parents, and the school system. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
I'm getting tired of hearing that woman from PA about her cigarette butts. Why don't she just pick them up and shut up?
Everybody's got an opinion on something. What is yours? I tell you what, if you follow the American news networks like CNN or Fox, for the next month, all you're going to hear about is the editorial that came out in the New York Times yesterday. The writer remains anonymous, but allegedly written by someone in the Trump administration, and a scathing comment on life inside the White House. The writer says they need Americans to know that there are adults at work in the White House, and they're trying very hard to divert or stop Trump's most ill-conceived impulses. The bookies have weighed in on this. Believe it or not, they've issued odds on who might have written the piece. You can put money down on it. Mike Pence is considered the favorite to have written it, while son-in-law Jared Kushner and daughter Ivanka are considered the longest shots. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning. Are
you on? You are. Okay. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I just wanted to make a comment with that lady saying about suck it up, pick it up. I'll just say that in Calgary, they've made it a fine, $1,000 fine for throwing out cigarette butts. And I think they should do that here in Saskatoon. It's about time people should be faced with that crime.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Regarding garbage pickup, I'm actually all for what the city says. Maybe it's their first way of trying to hopefully solve something. Maybe it's not the best way. But I'm in my alley right now, and the garbage overflowing in all these neighborhood baskets that is not recyclable is terrible. No one puts their bins back. Everyone abuses the system. I don't know if there's any way to find these people to monitor. It's going to be a nightmare. But wake up, people. Your city's twice the size. Pay for what you use.
And as always happens, people get wound up at the end of Boots and Salutes, and so the phone lines are packed. Hold your thoughts until tomorrow, and please come back and share them with us. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they have you covered.